The fifth quarter.
We're going to take Chris Scott's Zoom conference very shortly too. We'll be able to get a feed of what's happening down there and maybe get some answers in terms of where things are at with Joel Selwood or what the preliminary discussion is there, Newley.
Now, that'd be good. The post-match pressers of the coaches can often bring up some good things. And I'm sure, Tom, you'll ask him about Jack Henry in round one and Cass, that stuffed toy might make a bit of an appearance.
We actually won't. I think we're being fed to it from HQ.
I'll tell you what, you're being fed if you can't get in there and ask a question. Come on, Kingy. Don't you just play the don't you know who I am card? Come on.
No.
Jeepers, we'll have to work on that. Well, all right, we'll go and look for the stuffed toy and we'll get ready for Chris to give us some serious answers.
I'd love to know, I was going to ask Sara Radaglia, we didn't have time, Kingy, but just his tank, because he's mentioned it over the years. I'd love to know what, you know, how much it has improved from when he started to now. Clearly it would have improved, but he still feels there's a fair way to go with that. So it's a real work in progress for him. It's obviously not something that comes naturally to him.
No.
So he's never going to be an aerobic animal. That's why he probably in the ruck, it's always a question mark whether he can run out of game. He's more of a burst player. So I'd just love to have known what his sort of numbers are in terms of his capacity to run now. What is he, 23? He's been in the system, what, Kingy? You're the genius with numbers.
He was drafted in 2016.
So he's been in 5 or 6 years. So it'd be interesting to see how much he has improved.
It will be. It was good to see. So often, Ben, a sign of that is how players are going in the second half. I thought that was probably his best half, and he was still able to get to contests and compete really well. And I think it was in the third quarter, Kingy, where you said it's the fastest he's ever moved on the ground when he was running towards the goal to pick up that free ball, and he did well. But it's also a bit refreshing, Cass, for players just to be 100% honest and let us know that that's what he's working on.
He said that over the years, so clearly in his own mind he knows that he is just a burst player, and he's very good. And when he goes into the ruck, he scampers around for a couple of minutes and puts pressure on, does all that sort of thing, and then he tends to drift off. So I just wonder how much of it is. And then does that have the capacity then to null his ability to have an influence when he goes forward if he has been in the ruck?
Do you think then, given that too as an extra little bit of information, do you think the Cats forward line can have Hawkins, Cameron, Rowan, Anasava, Radaglia in it?
Yeah, well, I mean, Rowan could play as a pressure. Rowan would have to change the way he played a little bit. I think you don't want him flying for the ball unless it's absolutely necessary. He has to become a smaller ground-level player who can put pressure on. So if he's doing that, I think you probably can.
Yep.
It would also depend on the conditions. If it was going to be a wet game, maybe not. If it was going to be dry, I think you'd get away with it. But you'd have to make sure that Rowan, Dalhouse and Myers, if they're going to be their three small forwards.
So you left Close out?
And Close.
Well, we can't have more.
Yeah, well,
I'm putting you under heat here, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you just have to make sure whoever you pick as your group of small forwards are playing that role really well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You can't, and then allow Hawkins, Radaglia and Cameron to be the blokes. But the thing about Cameron is that he's not a traditional tall forward, kick it on his head, he's going to mark it. He's more of a mobile type who doesn't get his goals in the fashion of a Hawkins. I mean, Hawkins is very good in ground-level play, but he's the sort of player two one-on-one. So it's not a mixed, traditional mix of talls.
No. So
Radaglia and Hawkins are your two marking options. Cameron and Rowan are your ground-level but can mark it.
Yep.
And then you've got your three smalls, hopefully, who can get it at ground level.
I would like to see. I hope Jeremy Cameron does come back a few games before the end of the season. I'd really like the Cats to have enough time in the year to trial that and just see if they could get some good chemistry going.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kingy, you're the expert. What's the diagnosis with Jeremy Cameron?
Oh, they hope to have him back by the end of the home and away season. So you're looking at...
Hope to?
Yeah.
So it's a 7-week hamstring.
I suspect that they're probably taking every precaution.
It's the third one.
Remember, it's, yeah.
But is there also... You're leaving players... Sometimes they leave players out for the sake of leaving them out when they're actually...
No, they won't. The medical boys will say, right, he's good
to
go.
So he wouldn't play this week. They're playing North Melbourne. You'd like to think they could win anyway.
Yep.
You'd like to get, I would have thought, minimum two games into him before the season ended.
I reckon it'd be great to have... I suspect he'd love to be back to play the Giants, which is the game after North Melbourne. I know that, obviously, it'll only be the case if he's right
if he's
to go.
Right, because you know what he'd really like to do? Playing a flag.
Yeah, correct. Mm. Yeah. But that's still to be decided for St John of God. So.
Well, not according to Pete Ryan. Geelong just should win it.
And he was confident with it. Do you know what he said? The margin, 38 points.
Did he really? And what was it, 38?
38.
He's had a good day, Pete.
He's had a good day, Pete. He's had a good day. Can tell you, I think we can tell you that the Australian medal tally in the Olympics are 1-1-1, sitting sixth. One gold, one silver, one bronze, all coming out of the pool this morning.
Yeah, good work. Which is good luck to everyone over there competing for Australia.
Absolutely. Some Geelong links.
We just saw that girl in the canoe arrangement. Mm. She was...
New slow, Jess Fox.
How's she going? She's on in front, isn't she? She's fastest by 2 seconds. So someone has to dismantle her from the
dismantle.
What is it when you're on the sort of on the top there and you have to be
replaced? Perhaps.
Yeah, replaced. The mantle there is the top sort of. Yeah. What's that sport called that she does?
Canoe slalom.
Canoe slalom. That's right. There's some old weird sports there at the Olympics. Underwater knitting.
Do you reckon Wendy?
Wendy would be, she would be gold, silver and bronze, I tell you, if underwater knitting was actually indeed a sport. But there are some interesting ones getting around.
We are waiting to tap into the Chris Scott media conference from the MCG, so we'll hopefully be able to bring that to you very, very shortly. What we might do is we might take a break here, take your calls as well, 5223 2955. Neil's got to think about his thematic standout. Ooh. Benny's got to do some work with the... Goal of the day, thanks to Lammy's Tavern and, of course, the Hamlin Hanger as well. It wasn't a big day for Hamlin Hangers, but there's some nice marks taken. I'm sure between Benny and Bryzer, they will be able to tee something up. Fifth quarter, 38-point win, Geelong versus Richmond. Davey's very loud down the corridors of the MCG call box.
What's happened there,
Davey? Is everything all right, Davey? Gee, a little bit of a worry. He's just trying to tap into Chris Scott. Hope you're having some luck there, Davey.
Lockdown's frustrating people.
Wow, well, and on that note, we'll take a break and we'll let Davey just maybe take a breath. Yeah, big one. Fifth quarter here at the MCG where the Cats have won by 38 points. Back shortly with Chris Scott and to wrap things up. From the MCG on a Sunday afternoon, round 19 in the books for the Cats. A 38-point win, thanks to APCO. Live, breathe, carrot footy. The fifth quarter.